during your time with Black Sabbath, you also sang a bit, and your vocal prowess is very, very underrated. Like, It's Alright is a beautiful song.
Thank you.
How did that all come about that you were the one that, you know, was picked to sing that song? What was the inspiration and influence behind that song?
Well, by the time It's Alright came out, all of us as individuals, we were all starting to write individually. Not only did we collaborate, but we also were now writing in our homes different ideas, different things, and there was quite a plethora of music that was building up. And, you know, amongst a number of different ideas that I had, I had It's Alright, you know. And so I know the guys liked it, you know, they just liked it. And it was as simple as being a track short, you know. And I think it was Ozzy that suggested, let's build It's Alright, you know. And I felt a bit weird. I mean, I felt a bit, specify weird. I felt a bit uncomfortable, you know. It's like a Sabbath track, and I'm singing a rather softer song.
Mm-hmm.
And so that seemed a little odd, you know. But I don't know, it all, at the time, it seemed okay to do it. And I had the full support of the band, you know, and Tony put in that brilliant guitar solo. He just came up with that on the spot, and it's like, oh my God, that's great, you know. so that was it. I mean, we put it down, we left it alone, and then you know, whatever people liked it. And, you know, it was just a bit of an odd track to have on a relatively strong album or a heavy album, you know. So I'm rather pleased that it got on there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I mean, it went on to bigger and better things, I guess, because Guns N' Roses covered it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved their version of it. They did a great version of It's Alright, so... Yeah, I'm happy with it, you know.